concentration camps. Humiliation and harassment were intended to degrade and destroy the spirit of the people held. On 22 March 1933, only a couple of months after Adolf Hitler was appointed German Chancellor, the first concentration camp of the Nazi regime was established in the town of Dachau, about 10 miles northwest of Munich. The Nazis used a system of arbitrary persecution and arrest, special courts, and concentration camps to intimidate the population and discourage political opposition. Dachau was originally intended as a camp for political prisoners such as communists, trade unionists, and other political opponents of the Nazis. This was soon extended to include Jehovah's Witnesses, Roma and Sinti gypsies, gay men, and people the Nazis considered asocial, such as beggars, alcoholics, and certain kinds of criminal. Built by prisoner labor, the camp became the model for all Nazi concentration camps. Dachau did not initially house many Jewish prisoners, however, after Kristallnacht an increasing number of Jews were imprisoned, with 10,000 men interned. Though concentration camps were not specifically set up to kill their inmates, the harsh conditions and cruel treatment resulted in large numbers of prisoners dying, with many being arbitrarily murdered by camp guards. Humiliation and harassment were intended to degrade and destroy the spirit of the people held. The outbreak of World War II resulted in the Nazi camp system being massively expanded, both within Germany and across occupied Europe. Polish and Soviet prisoners of war were held in atrocious conditions in camps after being captured. Many thousands of camps existed across the continent during the 6 years of war, incarcerating millions of people. Concentration and prisoner of war camps in Western Germany and places like Buchenwald, Dachau, and Bergen-Belsen have become strongly associated with mass murders of the Holocaust, yet this was not their primary function throughout the war. In the very last months of the war, as the German army retreated, Jewish prisoners in Auschwitz-Birkenau were marched westwards to the camps in Germany. These were the camps, which were liberated by British and American armies, who discovered emaciated and dying inmates. The first concentration camp was established at Dachau on 23 March 1933. As the Nazis captured more territory through wartime invasions, the camp system was greatly expanded and used as a tool in the creation of a single race state. The Nazis created thousands of camps, including forced labor, transit, and extermination camps throughout German-occupied territories. Camp inmates were often subject to forced labor, overcrowding, poor sanitary conditions, starvation, and cruel treatment, with a high death rate resulting from the poor conditions. After initial attempts to commit mass murder through shootings and mobile killing units proved inefficient, the Nazis extended the camp system to include 6 extermination camps: Auschwitz-Birkenau, Belzec, Chano, Majdanek, Sobibor, and Treblinka. Their purpose was to carry out genocide using gas chambers. The physically demanding work, starvation rations, and inadequate clothing meant that life expectancy for prisoners in most labor camps was very short. The earliest concentration camps forced their prisoners to undertake pointless physical activity like stone breaking, but as the camp system developed, the Nazis increasingly exploited prisoners' labor for economic gain. After the outbreak of war, the regime set up camps, which used slave labor to produce materials for the war effort. Quarrying and armament manufacture were examples of enterprises which used forced labor. Auschwitz III, a significant part of the Auschwitz complex of camps, was a labor camp, which supplied slave workers to factories attempting to produce synthetic rubber, synthetic oil, and armaments. Prisoners were used to construct camps, factories, and to dig tunnel complexes such as at Mittelbau-Dora, where weapons factories were relocated to avoid bombing. The physically demanding work, starvation rations, and inadequate clothing meant that life expectancy for prisoners in most labor camps was very short.